Hi, my name is Tony Thaxton. Like anyone else, I love a great song. But I also love those strange songs that might make you wonder how and why they even exist. But I'm not here to make fun of them. I'm here to celebrate them and tell their story. This is Bizarre Singles. As I'm sure you've heard, this week we lost a true legend, Eddie Van Halen. The guitar icon lost his long battle with throat cancer at the age of 65. With all this sad news going around, I was thinking about Van Halen a lot this week, and I remembered something I'd stumbled into in my research for the show in the past. Eddie Van Halen had secretly, but not so secretly, produced a song for a 12-year-old Dweezil Zappa. It was already on my list of songs to eventually cover for this, but this week seemed like the perfect time to do that, so let's get into it. Dweezil Zappa, birth name Ian Donald Calvin Euclid Zappa, was born on September 5th, 1969. He's the son of Gail Zappa and another legendary musician, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, Frank Zappa. We could jam in Joe's garage. His mama was screaming, his dad was mad. We was playing the same old song. The hospital where Dweezil was born wouldn't register the name Dweezil, so Frank instead listed the name of several of his musician friends. When Dweezil was five, he learned that his legal name wasn't Dweezil, and insisted on having that be his legal name. His parents hired an attorney, and Dweezil officially became Dweezil. He started playing guitar in 1981 when he was about 12 years old. He loved the music of Van Halen and Randy Rhoads in particular. Randy Rhoads was at the time playing with Ozzy Osbourne and would tragically die in a plane crash the next year in 1982. The story goes that Dweezil had only been playing guitar for about 6 or 7 months when one day after school the phone rang at the Zappa house and young Dweezil answered. On the phone was Eddie Van Halen, calling to speak to Frank. Here's Dweezil on stage at the Lincoln Theater in Raleigh, North Carolina, explaining what happened next.
And so he ends up on the phone with Frank, and 20 minutes later, he's at our house. He's wearing the Women and Children First jumpsuit. And that is a bona fide superhero costume. I don't know if you're aware of that. But so he was wearing this thing, and, you know, you might as well have had the smoke machines following him and the lights and the whole thing, because that's all I saw was like a superhero walk into the house. And, you know, I very politely demanded for him to play everything. Corruption, Mean Streets intro, all that stuff. And it was burned into my mind forever.
Fast forward to a couple months later. Dweezil, still only having played guitar for less than a year at this point, goes into the recording studio to record his first single, called My Mother is a Space Cadet, with Eddie Van Halen producing. The single was released in 1982 on Barking Pumpkin Records, also known as BPR. That was a label started by Frank Zappa in 1981 as a way to enable more control over the release of his material.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Dweezil's single would be credited simply under Dweezil, no Zappa on the name. It was one of the first non-Frank releases on Barking Pumpkin. The other was a song Frank did with his daughter Moon called Valley Girl that was also released in 1982. Moon, who was 15 years old at the time, is also a co-writer along with Dweezil on My Mother is a Space Cadet. The song's third co-writer is yet another guitar legend, Steve Vai. Vai actually began his music career when he was 18 as a transcriptionist for Frank Zappa, and later played in Frank's band from 1980 to 1983. Steve Vai and Eddie Van Halen, not bad people to learn guitar from. Eddie Van Halen isn't officially credited on the single. The producer credit goes to The Vards. In reality, The Vards is Eddie Van Halen, along with Don Landy. Landy is a producer and engineer best known for producing a lot of the Sammy Hagar era Van Halen records. And before that, he worked as an engineer on the earlier Van Halen records that were produced by Ted Templeman. In 1983, Landy helped Eddie Van Halen build his home studio, which would be called 5150 Studios. The single doesn't have a lot of listed credits, and I'm assuming that's Moon on the vocals, but I'm not positive. There's a young band pictured on the back of the single, but nothing to say who those kids actually are. I did find a YouTube clip claiming those kids are Chris Peters, Tucker, Scott, and Greg, but literally nothing beyond that. No last names except for Chris Peters. I don't know. But the single also had a B-side called Crunchy Water. All of this even led to Eddie Van Halen attending a school talent show that Dweezil played in with his band. He even helped with their sound check and their performance, covering Van Halen's Runnin' with the Devil. Dweezil has said that not only did Eddie show him the right chords, but even ran home to get his own guitar to let Dweezil play it for the show. So I'm recording this on October 9th, 2020, and just yesterday, Dweezil wrote a piece on Eddie Van Halen for PremierGuitar.com. He ends the piece by saying, "We are the benefactors of Edward Van Halen's groundbreaking and timeless music, innovation, and design. We are the awestruck bystanders who witnessed a once-in-a-lifetime culmination of groove from the soul, harmonic complexity, and wicked tone wrapped up in a childlike grin. Edward Van Halen didn't play the electric guitar like us. The guitar was filtered through him and his deft guidance. He made it look easy. We know it wasn't. For many, he will always be the king. Long live the king." And this is Tony speaking here again, and I'm going to double down on those comments. Thank you and rest in peace, Eddie. Thank you, listeners, for the support, as always. And see you in the main feed on Tuesday.